Good evening. This is Akashvani. I'm Naresh Mago with the news at 9. The headline. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to leave for Moscow tomorrow to attend India-Russia annual summit. Two-day Jagannath Rath Yatra begins in the presence of President Draupadi Murmu in holy city of Puri in Odisha. Security forces killed 6 terrorists in twin encounters in Kulgam district of Jammu and Kashmir. Supreme Court to hear a batch of pleas on NEET UG tomorrow, including those seeking fresh examination. India win men's doubles and mixed doubles title of Asian doubles squash championships in Malaysia. And in T20 cricket, India defeats Zimbabwe by 100 runs in the second match in Harare. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will embark on a 3-day official visit to Russia and Austria tomorrow. In the first leg of his visit, Mr. Modi will be in Moscow for the 22nd annual summit between India and Russia. The summit would provide an opportunity to Prime Minister Modi and Russian President Vladimir Putin to review the whole range of bilateral issues, including defense, trade linkages, investment ties, energy cooperation, education, culture, and people-to-people exchanges. They will also share perspectives on regional and global developments of mutual interest. Both leaders will also assess the status of bilateral engagements in groupings such as BRICS, Shanghai Cooperation Organization, G20, East Asia Summit, and the UN. The Russian president will host a private dinner for the prime minister tomorrow. On Tuesday, the prime minister's interactions would include an interface with the Indian community in Russia. He will also lay a wreath at the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier in Kremlin and visit the Rosatom Pavilion at the exhibition venue in Moscow. These engagements will be followed by restricted-level talks between the two leaders, which will then be followed by delegation-level talks. Briefing the media earlier this week, Foreign Secretary Vinay Quatra said that India and Russia have a special and privileged partnership since 2020, which has remained resilient in the wake of multiple geopolitical challenges.
Prime Minister is scheduled to arrive in Moscow in the late afternoon of 8 July. President Putin will host a private dinner for Honorable Prime Minister on the day of arrival. The next day, Honorable Prime Minister's interactions would include an interface with the Indian community in Russia. Prime Minister will also lay a wreath at the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier in Kremlin. And thereafter, Honorable Prime Minister will visit the Rosatom Pavilion at the exhibition venue in Moscow. These engagements will be followed by a restricted level talk between the two leaders.
Talking to media, Indian Ambassador to Russia Vinay Kumar termed the visit as very significant, saying it is taking place after a gap of 3 years.
The visit is in the framework of our annual exchange of presidential and prime ministerial visit that we have annual summits. And so the context is bilateral. But certainly global issues will be discussed. In last 3 years, trade have crossed $65 billion. We have two challenges. One, to balance the trade, because trade is very heavily in favor of the Russian side. So expanding India's trade basket, while at the same time finding ways and means to sustain this growth in bilateral trade.
In the second leg of his two-nation tour, the Prime Minister will be visiting Austria from the 9th to the 10th of this month at the invitation of the Chancellor of Austria. This will be the Prime Minister's first visit to Austria. He will hold restricted delegation-level talks with the Chancellor of Austria as well as a high-level business engagement. Austria is an important Central European country and offers excellent opportunities for bilateral cooperation in infrastructure, renewable energy, high technology areas, startup sectors, media and entertainment. The world-famous Rath Yatra of Lord Jagannath, Lord Balbhadra, Devi Subhadra and Lord Sudarshan began in the holy town of Puri in Odisha this evening. The grand trunk road where the three chariots of the lords are being rolled has turned into a sea of devotees. President Draupadi Murmu performed parikrama of the chariots and bowed down before the deities. Thousands of people pulled forward the giant chariots from the 12th century Jagannath temple towards Gundicha temple around 2.5 kilometers away. The festival marks the Holy Trinity's journey to their maternal aunt, Goddess Gundicha, and concludes with their return after 8 days. Our correspondent reports from the venue that the divine journey began with an elaborate royal ritual called Dhadi Pahandi, with the beating of the Ghanta, Kahali and Telingi instruments. The chariots were pulled to a short distance, as per the tradition, before the sunset, and it will resume tomorrow. Traditionally, a single-day event, this year's Rath Yatra expands to 2 days due to special configurations. A report.
Lord Jagannath was taken to the Nandi Ghosa chariot, while Devi Subhadra and Sri Chakraraj Sudarshan were taken to Devadalana chariot and Lord Balabhadra to the Taladhwaja chariot. Puri Gajapati Dibya Singh Dev performed Chhera Pahara, sweeping up the decks of three chariots with a golden broom. The chariots were pulled to a short distance as per the tradition before the sunsets, and pulling of chariots will resume again tomorrow. Elaborate security arrangements were made considering President Murmu's visit to witness the Rath Yatra along with other dignitaries including Odisha Chief Minister Mohan Charan Majhi. Prakash Das, Akashvani News, Puri.
Union Culture and Tourism Minister Gajendra Singh Shekhawat today said that the Lord Jagannath Rath Yatra brings the opportunity for people to connect through this journey. Mr. Shekhawat attended the Rath Yatra at Delhi's Jagannath Temple.
भारत विविधताओं से भरा हुआ देश है. विभिन्न व्रत त्योहार मेले इस तरह के उत्सव भारत की संस्कृति का हिस्सा है. भगवान जगन्नाथ के धाम जगन्नाथपुरी में सदियों से भगवान जगन्नाथ 7 दिन के लिए रथ यात्रा के लिए बाहर निकलते हैं और रथ यात्रा के उत्सव में लाखों लाखों लोग सम्मिलित होते हैं. दिल्ली में भी हौज खास के इस मंदिर में पिछले 46 साल से रथ यात्रा का ये उत्सव अनवरत रूप से चल रहा है.
In the Kashmir Valley, 6 terrorists were eliminated by security forces in twin encounters in South Kashmir's Kulgam district. The encounters at Fizzle Chinnigam area and Modargam district had started yesterday afternoon after specific intelligence inputs about the presence of terrorists hiding in the areas. DG Police R.R. Swain confirmed it while talking to media persons. 2 security force personnel grievously injured in the line of duty have also lost their lives during the ongoing gunfights. Meanwhile, the operations at both the encounter sites, Modargam and Fizzle Chinnigam, continue for the second day today to wipe out any terrorists hiding in the area. In another incident, an army personnel was injured when terrorists opened fire on a security post in a village in the frontier district of Rajouri in the early hours this morning. Akashvani Jammu correspondent reports that the terrorists fired on a sentry post of the territorial army at village Galuti, prompting retaliation by the troops. A soldier was injured in the exchange of fire that continued for nearly half an hour between the two sides. However, the terrorists managed to flee into the nearby forest. Union Health Minister J.P. Nadda stated today that AIIMS Jammu has become one of the best institutions in the country. After visiting the All India Institute of Medical Sciences in Vijaypur, Jammu, Mr. Nadda announced that OPD services would start soon at the hospital and that efforts are underway to recruit more distinguished faculty. In Chhattisgarh, security forces have arrested 5 Maoists from Sukma district during a search operation. The security team recovered 2 BGL cells, 9 detonators, 1 tiffin bomb and other materials from the Maoists. Delhi police have lodged an FIR against TMC MP Mahua Moitra for her social media comments against National Commission for Women NCW chief Rekha Sharma. The TMC leader is charged under Section 79 of the Bharatiya Nyaya Sanhita that pertains to work, gesture or act intending to outrage the modesty of a woman following a complaint filed by the NCW chief. Previously, the NCW had taken suomotu notice of Ms. Moitra's remarks, asserting that they were offensive and constituted a violation of the women's right to dignity. Congress leader Rahul Gandhi will arrive in Manipur tomorrow for a one-day visit to the state, during which he plans to meet the families affected by the recent violence residing in various camps. The opposition leader also plans to meet with Manipur Governor Anusuya Uike. Security measures have been tightened ahead of Rahul Gandhi's visit, as the Deputy Commissioner of Jiribam District has implemented a no-fly zone and banned the use of drones during his visit. This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. The Supreme Court is scheduled to hear a batch of pleas related to the NEET UG tomorrow, including those seeking a fresh examination. According to the cause list uploaded on the Apex Court's website, the batch of 26 petitions would come up for hearing before a bench comprising Chief Justice D.Y. Chandrachud and Justices J.B. Pardiwala and Manoj Mishra. Petitions filed by students demand a separate and independent investigation into the alleged NEET irregularities. The centre has filed an affidavit before the Supreme Court amid the escalating NEET row. The centre said that there was no need to reconduct NEET UG 2024 in the absence of any evidence of large-scale irregularities in the examination. The pre-budget consultations for the Union Budget 2024-25, which started from the 19th of last month, concluded on Friday. The pre-budget consultation meetings were chaired by Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman. In the course of consultations, more than 120 invitees across 10 stakeholder groups, including experts and representatives from farmer associations, trade unions, education and health sector, MSME, trade and services, as well as infrastructure, energy and urban sector, participated in the meetings. The Ministry of Finance, in a statement, said Finance Minister Sitharaman expressed gratitude to the participants for sharing their valuable suggestions. Union Minister and Senior BJP leader Piyush Goyal today said that the mandate given by the people to the NDA government for the third term is a result of the work done in the last 10 years. Addressing the inaugural session of the extended executive meeting of the Delhi BJP held today, Mr. Goyal said that the Modi government has transformed the country by implementing various schemes.
Delhi ki janta Modi ji ke saath khadi hai. भारत को तेज गति से आगे बढ़ते देखना चाहती है ये तीसरी टर्म में तीन गुना गति से देश को आगे बढ़ाना है और इस तीसरी टर्म का परिणाम होगा कि तीन गुना देश आगे बढ़े प्रगति करे देशवासियों के जीवन में और अच्छी सुविधाएं मिले.
A five-member Indian delegation from the Department of Administrative Reforms and Public Grievances, DARPG, arrived in Colombo today for a three-day visit. The delegation, led by Secretary and Director General of the National Centre for Good Governance, NCGG, Mr. V. Srinivas, will engage in discussions on capacity-building programs for Sri Lankan civil servants and the potential signing of a long-term memorandum of understanding for these initiatives. In France, voting is underway for the second and decisive round of snap legislative elections. Polling will conclude 9:30 p.m. Indian Standard Time in small towns and 11:30 p.m. IST in large cities. 501 seats out of a total of 577 constituencies in the National Assembly and the lower house of parliament are going to polls today. In the Asian Doubles Squash Championships today, India's Abhay Singh won both the men's doubles and mixed doubles titles in Johor, Malaysia. Abhay was paired with Vilavan Senthil Kumar in the men's doubles. In men's cricket, India beat host Zimbabwe by 100 runs in the second T20 International in Harare. Opting to bat after winning the toss, India posted 234 for the loss of 2 wickets in stipulated 20 overs. Abhishek Sharma was the top scorer, hitting a ton in 47 balls, followed by Ruturaj Gaikwad, who contributed 77 runs in 47 deliveries. In women's cricket, South Africa have set a target of 178 against India in the second T20 International in Chennai. Earlier put into bat, the Proteas posted 177 for the loss of 6 wickets in stipulated 20 overs. The women in blue had won the toss and opted to bowl. South Africa hold a 1-0 lead in the 3-match series. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to leave for Moscow tomorrow to attend India-Russia annual summit. Two-day Jagannath Rath Yatra begins in the presence of President Draupadi Murmu in holy city of Puri in Odisha. Security forces killed 6 terrorists in twin encounters in Kulgam district of Jammu and Kashmir. Supreme Court to hear a batch of pleas on NEET UG tomorrow, including those seeking a fresh examination. India win men's doubles and mixed doubles titles of Asian Doubles Squash Championships in Malaysia. And in T20 cricket, India defeats Zimbabwe by 100 runs in second match in Harare. That is all in the news at 9. Good night.